Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Network. I'm Jimmy Kuska, sports director here at Civic Media, filling in today and tomorrow. As you might imagine, there are some sports-themed segments to this program when I'm involved. Tomorrow, going to talk about a book written about the Milwaukee Bucks of old, and also going to talk about some changes that could be on the way for high school football postseason in Wisconsin. So that'll be coming your way tomorrow. Earlier today, joined by Mike Clemens, who previewed Packers and Vikings, which, again, is coming up on Sunday. That is always a fun matchup, especially when you grow up in northwestern Wisconsin like me, where you got a pretty good mix of Packers and Vikings fans or Wisconsin and Minnesota fans, given your proximity to the Twin Cities. Did you know that growing up in that area of the state, by the way, it took me until I was 19 years old to get to my first Brewers game. But in my high school, our field trips took us to Minnesota Twins games because Twin Cities were 90 minutes away and Milwaukee's almost 4 hours away. So Western Wisconsin is a very interesting mix of Wisconsin and Minnesota fandoms. So the border battle, the Packers-Vikings thing means a lot more in a household like mine, where you've got bragging rights on both sides, and usually you have a lot of people rooting against one another, especially when they take place near a holiday or another family event, which is always pretty fun. But theme of today's show is, man, something that's been kind of near to me because I spent a lot of time volunteering, a lot of it in youth mentorship, but, you know, donating time and my ability to help, you know, in any way I can help people, especially this time of year. I mentioned earlier, something small, just went and delivered some holiday meals. Another group of people came up with the idea. I just lent a vehicle and the ability to Google addresses on my phone to get things to people, have a short conversation with people, maybe people that don't get out much. Maybe they don't, you know, they have no idea that, like, hey, the guy that's delivering food is a high school football coach in town or whatever. It's just a fun way to get out and involved in the community. And this is not a unique thing. This happens in almost every community in Wisconsin. I think of, there's a car dealership near my hometown that every year this time of year, they give away a free car to a family in need. You know, they have people write an essay, a short essay about why this person, you know, needs a vehicle. And it's great to see these stories of people coming together, nominating somebody, and then that person getting something that they so clearly need. And, you know, Cardi, we've both shared some stories of some of the things that have happened, you know, throughout the holidays here, right? And acts of kindness that have influenced us or impacted us, or things that we've done for others. We've heard from callers who've called in to share their stories. A couple of very wonderful stories we heard in the first hour, but it's not just the community I live in, Cardi, where you live, there are great things happening as well.
I definitely agree. And with that being said, there was an event that I was a part of over the weekend on the 24th. It's called the RBG Gift Pack. It's located in Wisconsin. It's publicized all on the news. They had a TMJ4 out there, WISN 12. Activist Von Mays was the person that constructed everything, put it together with Ashanti Hamilton. And it's just basically going out to neighborhoods, giving kids gifts, knocking on doors, making sure that, you know, they're taken credit of. You know, there's some parents that aren't able to give for their kids. There's a lot of, you know, parents that, you know, when Christmas comes, they're just empty-handed and their kids are seeing everyone else open up toys. And we just want to be able to, you know, be that Santa Claus, you know, for everyone in the same sense. So, yeah, we had a good thing with that. Shout out to the community of Milwaukee for, you know, orchestrating that. Evolve Community Church, located on 76 in Good Hope. They were pretty good in allowing us to meet there and congregate there. We had a prayer session there as well, too. And if they want to check anything out on that, they can look at TMJ4 news article. They'll be able to type in the RBG gift back, and they'll be able to see all the stuff from the, you know, the videos and the audio and read some of the commentary from there as well, too.
Were you ever on the receiving end of anything like this when you were younger?
I've never been a kid that was, you know, the one to get anything. I was the one that was, you know, I'll go to the stores and I'll, you know, there's the bubblegum machine and, you know, you want to go there and, hey, mom, you got a couple quarters so I can do that. I was that kid, you know? So, yeah. I mean, other than that, maybe I can probably imagine maybe one Christmas where I went to the mall. That was Northridge Mall, if you're familiar with that area. A long time ago, actually. So some of the kids probably might not know about that. But, yeah, sitting on Santa's lap and, you know, just getting one of the novelty toys that they give you, you know, all the generic toys that they give every kid that goes there, a little train set or, you know, a little car or whatever, you know, I think that's probably the only thing that I remember at the time frame.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, for us, when we do our Christmas, my kids are still young enough, so Santa for them is very important, right? And so what we've done, because, you know, everybody's got a different situation, right? We do the gifts from Santa. The Santa gifts are typically the, you know, the things that I think anybody could give, right? It could be a book. It could be a small toy, like you mentioned. It could be something like that. And we save all the bigger things. We say, yeah, this is for mom and dad. You know, whether, you know, what, some electronic device or, you know, this, I think one of the things we had this year was a thing to help with shooting a basketball, you know, for 8-year-old shooting at a 10-foot hoop is pretty tough. So just helping them out and making sure you can get the right shooting form. Because right now, if you imagine this, third graders in basketball are like chest passing to the hoop because they have to use their whole body to get the ball up 10 feet to try to make a basket. But when you're younger, you got to get that right shooting form. And so that's what we got for him. But I think of that because when you talk about, you know, what families can have and what they can provide, things like that. And we try to do that so that, you know, our kid doesn't go to school and say, hey, Santa got me a video game or something. And other kids are like, well, Santa got me socks. You know, well, that's not very fun. Why does Santa like one kid more than the other? So we try to avoid that best we can. But it was, in our family, we celebrate obviously Christmas. It's pretty typical of people living in rural Wisconsin. That's the main holiday. But I know there's a lot of holidays kind of overlapping right now, especially today. You know, it's the day after Christmas, but it's also, you know, Hanukkah began last night. Kwanzaa begins today. We've got Boxing Day. I don't know if people celebrate that necessarily in Wisconsin.
Okay,
but that's
Canada.
There's a lot of different observations that happen near the end of the year. And then, of course, we get into New Year's next week. So we turn around and we have yet another holiday that goes through, although probably not as big of a deal for people. Maybe it's just because I'm old, but my old age and my late 30s, New Year's to me used to be a really important holiday. And now it's like, okay, yeah, yay, it's going to be midnight in 3 hours. I'm going to bed. when you're younger, that's a much bigger deal, right, to make it to midnight. But I feel like now, like, if I let my kids stay up till midnight, it's just problems the next day. So
yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. Oh man.
Well, we've been sharing our acts of kindness in the spirit of this time of the year, and we would certainly appreciate hearing from you at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Whether you want to share something you've done for others, not necessarily to offer yourself a pat on the back, but to inspire others maybe to take that courageous step of going out and helping somebody else in need. Or if somebody's done something for you, as we've heard from a couple of people on today's show, just hearing from people talk about those stories, I think it's inspiring. It takes a certain level of, like, you know, I'm going to take this step. And it's not something people can be accustomed to doing, especially if, you know, you're used to staying in your own lane. If you're not somebody who accepts help readily, you know, if you're someone who's a do-it-yourself type person, it takes some courage to step out and say, I'm going to accept this from someone, or I'm going to step out and help somebody else. And it took me a long time to learn the first part of that, accepting help from others, because I grew up without a lot of the things that, you know, most kids, you know, expect when they grow up. It's not unique to anything or anything, but I had to work my way up from living in a vehicle to getting an apartment to eventually being able to own a house. You know, like it took time for that to happen, and a lot of work. But it was hard because I didn't like accepting that help from other people. But I had to learn that or as I got older, and now I do accept that. And I try to pay it back too, which is why the other end of it, volunteering and stepping out and helping people, I've never had a problem with that, which is why I've spent a lot of time in youth sports or mentoring or things like that. And why whenever we have these stories in our communities, in whatever news market I've been in, I am so happy to share about whatever the big event is, whether it's the gift giveaway for kids, being run by a local organization, or just anything really in that regard. I just find it that this time of year, it can mean a lot to people that might not otherwise see these things coming their way. And I think that really embodies the spirit of what we try to do when we have these kind of gatherings, whether we're bringing friends or family together, whatever it is, we're looking out for one another. We're doing good things for one another. And that's the important thing, I think, for me anyway, this time of year. Maybe it isn't for others, but for me, that seems to be the most important part of this. I people talk about the things they get, but I like to talk about the experiences that we have and the things that we share with other people. And that's why I thought today was a good day to kind of get it out there. It's the, for a lot of people, they've had some time off this week. It's right around that time of year where you think about these things. So I've been grateful to hear a lot of these stories, Cardi. And I'm great to hear your story too, because I think that's something we don't think about necessarily, is that there's kids that might not get a lot this time of year. And I know there's a lot of organizations that put together these kind of things, but being directly involved in that, I mean, that's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, directly going door to door has more of a lasting effect on people, on the kid, on a community, on yourself as well, because you create those memories as opposed to just, you know, donating to an organization and hoping that they're going to be able to do something about it. You know, you're the actual person donating, and then you're out there actually canvassing and then giving it to the person. So you get to see the expression on their face when they get that gift, you know?
I know that's what it was like for me. You know, I this week, just something as simple, you know, I only made, I think, 30 deliveries or something, but like, just, hey, here's a free meal, you know, enjoy the holidays. Like, that, it's such a small thing, right? But right. Man, it is, you know, for some people don't have a lot of contact with the outside world. Some people are very content to just hang back, you know, and let the world kind of happen to them. But it is certainly, I like I said, it takes a certain mindset to just get out there and do stuff. And I know for me, it's not even that, just so much that warm, fuzzy feeling or anything like that. It's just knowing that, you know, if the community around me is strong, then it just makes things so much better, even in my own world. And I just, you know, and we see it, and we've seen a lot of examples of it. This time of year, we get to hear a lot about it in regards to the holidays, but just even throughout the year, when people rally around one another to help out, it is really inspiring stuff. So that's why I want to spend a whole lot of time talking about it today. And you do have a little bit of time to get in if you want to at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can share your story of inspiration this time of year. Random acts of kindness, something that someone has done for you that's been nice or inspiring to you, or how you've tried to go out of your way to help others. These are the things we want to hear about. As much as I would love to go on the air and talk about the latest PlayStation or whatever, like, hey, you know, I do appreciate hearing from people about the nice things I do for others. Coming up tomorrow, again, on the program, we are going to talk a little bit more in the sports realm. We're going to dive into a book being written about the old school Milwaukee Bucks, pre-first championship building the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll do that tomorrow, and we'll also have a quick discussion on the high school football postseason. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll switch over to the Dom Salvia show. But right now, we want to hear about the random acts of kindness and things this holiday season. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Cardi, looks like we have someone on the line.
Yes, we do. Let's cue in real quick. Got about 30 seconds.
How's it going?
Shelby, you're on the line.
Hi.
Hey, Shelby, you want to tell us your Christmas story?
Yeah. I just wanted to say that my dad is a Marine, and he is housebound. He got lung cancer at 79 and beat that. So he had us all go out shopping for Toys for Tots. And Toys for Tots is an incredible organization. So anybody who's going to give gifts next year, take that money and give it to, go buy toys and give it to Toys for Tots.
Awesome.
I am on board with that, Gardy. I am on board with that. Thank you for the call. We are out of time in this segment, so we got to wrap here. But that is, again, if you're going to do anything with your money in this time of the year, do it for the kids, man. Do it for the kids. Kids deserve the best. I will always say that. Kids deserve the best. It is the Maggie Dawn Show on Civic Media. We'll wrap up the show next. You, again, are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media.